We'll get rolling here today. I thought after reviewing the tape again, I thought a very good team win because it included all three phases. They had a hand in it. And honestly, that's what we've been trying to build, where all three units specifically have a hand in winning. And that was, you know, the special teams on the punt return and the block, defensively, you know, getting the turnovers and scoring with it. And then offensively, so many guys getting into the attack to contribute. That part, where all three phases get involved, that fired me up as much as anything in this game. That's what we're trying to build to become, where all three phases are involved. I think that's when you're at as tough as we got a tough group. I thought the tape showed how hard the guys want to play for one another. That totally came through to me. And seeing the whole team connected after the game is something that's also good to see. So we definitely have some areas to improve upon, that's for sure. A number of them defensively. We talked about our two-minute defense. We talked about some of the explosive passes that have been allowed. And then offensively, you know, allowed two sacks, but no penalties this week offensively. I thought that was a real sign in the right direction. So plenty of stuff for us to shine a light on, to improve upon. But I thought from a team win, getting all three guys, all three units involved, that part really fired me up. And with that, I'll open up with your questions regarding the game.
Yeah, Coach, you had two sacks, two hits, and got some good numbers on Beasley and Freeney with pressures. Did you all notice that in your evaluation also?
We did, Led. We've said this is, you know, a work in progress in terms of where we're trying to go to. I was also pleased we had our hands on a couple balls. There was a couple batted balls at the line of scrimmage. And then out on the outside, there were some pass breakups. Anytime a guy throws, you know, over 50 times or that amount, you know it's going to be in the air a bunch, and we've got to get him off the spot. So we're improving. We're not where we want to be yet in that area, but we are improving.
Dan, the pass defense yesterday, I mean, you know, I hate to be negative about a win, but obviously that's not the way you want your defense to play.
Correct.
Where do you go from here with correcting that after 3 weeks?
Well, we knew we were going to have some mistakes coming in early, and we have. I'm not going to say we knew, but we knew we had some new players featured into some of the new spots, and there were going to be some growing pains. And what we want to make sure that we do is that we're not repeating some of the same errors. And so that part can we nail to get right. There wasn't an issue of, he wasn't able to run with a guy, or that part of speed's right. But the explosive passes, that has to come down. And it's part of the reason why we like to play the scheme that we like. It's hard to get plays over the top. So when we allowed some big plays, that was painful for us. And you're exactly right. In the past game, we've not nailed it like we need to yet.
I know that all the explosive plays have really been coming along for you guys. Why do you think you're towards the top of the league in that area?
Well, number one, you know, in terms of it's not just in the pass game where, you know, the runners get involved. So it's not where it's just, hey, they're throwing it all the time. It's very balanced in that way, and I thought that was really evident yesterday in the game that the running backs had. They were a big factor in the explosives yesterday.
Staying on pass defense,
sure.
You were talking about, their tight end was able to make some plays.
Yep.
How discouraging was that when you looked at it on film, and then you got Greg Olsen coming up this week?
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah, there's some excellent tight ends in the division, aren't there? Going into the game, we knew that was going to be a factor. He's been so effective, I said, just for years coming to the tight end. We tried some different guys matched up. Sometimes in man-to-man, you saw some completions on in a zone where it went to linebacker. You saw completions in man-to-man where we matched up on people. So when you don't nail an area of emphasis for you, I wouldn't say discourage you, but it makes you mad to say, we know we can do this better. We're going to get another shot at that, to do that, you know, because the tight ends this week are damn good too. Part of how we like to match up Vaughn, it's not always in the same way. So it wasn't just, hey, they threw it to one guy when one guy was covering. That wasn't the case. So that's one of the areas I say where we got work to do. That would be one for sure for us.
And on that same subject, Devondre's status, you talked so much about how he's able to help you cover.
Yes.
What do you think about him going into this week? Is he getting better?
He's getting better, and he's going to be out. You'll see him out there running this week where he's going to get to move on. Then we'll just take it all the way through. So I know he's getting closer. As far as we won't look ahead all the way till the end of the week, but he's getting closer, and we'll see how Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday progress, but I know he's getting closer.
And while you're on injuries, what about the other guys, Matt Ryan, Mohamed Sanu? Can you give us updates?
Sure, we'd be glad to. And Ryan came through fine. He'll be ready to go. Matt Ryan did. So he'll be full going all the way through. And Sanu will take it day by day. Whether he has to be limited in the first couple days, that may be the case. We'll certainly have him limited to start the week, but we anticipate him making progress as it goes.
Dan, you went for it on fourth down twice last night.
Yep.
Is that a function of just the timing of the game, feeling like it, that the offense was flowing, or was that just, you know, you felt like it, that the offense had a,
I'd say the attempts to go for on fourth down is half gut instinct when you're feeling, and then the other half is that we wanted to send the message we want to be aggressive and attack. And so I want the players to know, you know, we trust, we believe in what you're doing. So when we have the opportunity to attack, we want to. And then sometimes it's a gut feeling. We're moving the ball. Let's keep going with it. So you got to be smart when you're taking your shots to do that. But I think it was a little bit of both. Some of the gut reaction at the time where, you know, we'd say, hey, we're going to stay with it. Other times it was very intentional.
We'll just follow up with that, with Kyle's play calling last night and where the offense is in your opinion.
I thought, number one, they did a good job getting the guys prepared, coming into the game in a very loud environment to have zero penalties. Number one, I got to give a lot of credit to the offensive line, to Mac. I thought they really sustained on blocks. That allowed the run game to open up like it did. As you know, penalties were a big topic of discussion for us. And so offensively, to have, you know, no penalties down there and no turnovers in a loud environment, which you guys knew how loud it was. I was really pleased to see that. I was pumped to see those guys handling that. It was loud here at practice all week. It wasn't as loud as it was in the dome, I promise you. But that part excited me a lot.
Coach, how exciting was it to see Deion Jones make those kind of plays? I thought you were blowing a hamstring running down the sideline watching.
I was. It was an especially memorable play for him, you know, for a guy who goes back home to a night where it was, you know, in a Katrina event of reopening there, but it was extra meaningful for him. He's a guy that's going to keep growing, keep learning on the job, and been very pleased with his development. I think Ulbrich and the other linebackers have done a very good job of bringing him along. He has to make the calls. He has the voice out there, and that's not an easy job. And so he's starting to find that more and more. The more you gain confidence, you know, the better that you play. And I think that's he's a perfect example of that.
And the run defense of the first two games wasn't probably what you wanted. I know it was 115 last night, but it looked better than what the final yardage said.
Yeah, the final yardage, you know what bummed me out a little bit? There were some leaky yards. And where Ingram, I thought, got under us. He's a low runner. And so the three-yard run ended up turning into, you know, a 5 or 6 yard run. And so getting his legs up and out of the turf, you know, to finish on him, we did better at that as it went on. But I thought early on there were some leaky yards from him. We play a lot of eight-man fronts. We're going to expect to play well in the run game. We got some big guys who can handle that. So it was better than the week before. We still got hurt on some draws, and that was 2 weeks in a row on a draw that hurt us.
How did you evaluate on film Keanu's debut?
I thought he was physical, Vaughn. Keanu, we matched him up some man-to-man, some on the back. So for his first outing, he played more than we thought he would. It just was kind of a function. The game went into more nickel than we had thought, and I thought he responded very well. He had no setbacks, you know, from an injury standpoint. So for him, you could tell he was excited to get his first debut underway. And, you know, now that he's underway, you know, no setbacks from the game, you know, we'll incorporate him even more.
How did you think he did in coverage?
Yeah, I thought we did good. I don't have a number right now for when he was targeted, you know, if there was catches to his side. But I know he had a good pass breakup on one of the zone plays where he came up. We matched him up on the tight ends. We matched him up on the running backs, which are some hard matchups. But we know he's equipped to handle that. And so that's why we tried to feature him that way.
Coach, would it work offensively to have both Freeman and Coleman in there at the same time against Carolina? Or does that not work schematically?
We're not going to allow that to come into play just yet. So I'm going to have to wait and have you see. We know that's a possibility for sure. They're a very aggressive front in terms of the way they play and the style. So, you know, we're going to have every chance we get to attack. And whatever personnel groupings that's going to be, we're anxious to do that. But, yeah, I'm not going to let that information out just yet.
How gratifying is it for to see a kid like Coleman produce after such a tough rookie year last year with the injuries and the ball protection issues?
Yeah, you may have heard me talk about Coleman in the beginning of the offseason, a guy coming back on a mission. And the camaraderie that he and Free have together and the way they support one another, I think, is very impressive. These are guys that the team knows we're going to be counted on in a bunch of ways, not just to carry it in the run game, but in the pass game as well. So it's good to see a guy come through, you know, when his teammates are counting on him, because there's a lot of respect that's earned during those times. He certainly earned that. I think there was a real indication that he scored at Oakland. There's about 9 guys, you know, going down the end zone to find him. That's usually a pretty good sign when guys are down there pumped for you when you take it across.
Is it an adjustment for you to watch an offense work at this clip and your defense kind of lagging behind, or is it vice versa and you're coordinating?
Well, let's hope this trend doesn't continue. Because I do believe in what we're doing, and I do believe in the players that we have. I just know we'll play like we're capable of, and I've said we're building towards that, and we've got a lot of work to do. But I do remember that it's a process that we're building, and we do have some new parts into here. So it's not always comfortable when you see a mistake made that we know we can nail. And that's the part that we're learning on some, but we'll continue to get better at it. That much I know.
Did Minnesota give you
on his work, especially against Brandon
Cooks? Well, we matched him at different spots. I thought one of the plays that totally jumped out to me regarding Trufant was on the double reverse. And they started to one side, changed direction. You got to talk about a guy going to make it and have an intent on making a play on the ball. That was Trufant. I think that's really sums up how he's playing right now. The intensity he wants to play with, he's in terrific shape. He can go all day. But you feel an intensity from him right now. And I think part of that maturation process, he's been in the system. He knows what to do. He knows how to play. And it's kind of a cool thing when you see a guy taking off like he is.
Coach, what about Brian Poole and his play?
Yeah, we're pleased with him inside at the nickel. We like where to match up with him. He's very consistent in the technique that he's doing. He's not playing outside of himself. We talk about don't make stuff up, and I think he's one that doesn't do that. All right, he's one really stay within the system, within the plan, and that's what's enabled him to play well.
Going into the season, I don't think many people would have said as he piled up this many points and this many yards through three games, most people would have said, well, Julio's going to already have three catches and 350 yards, but it does show the diversity. We talked to you last week about how many different receivers have been involved. I mean, it's...
Yeah, make no mistake, who's our featured guy in terms of, the explosiveness that we go. So I think it's pretty rare that, there's catches that happen. There's certain covers that go his way and the opportunities come for some other players. And he knows that. He's got the humility to know, hey, okay, if my job on this one's to be in here and dig a guy out or it's in the run game where I'm getting the double coverage and it goes somewhere else, he just shows that humility on a consistent basis. But, I wouldn't sleep on him not having too many games where he's not that kind of numbers. There's things that he did that definitely didn't show up in the stat sheet because of, it may not have been a catch, but I promise you he was a factor.
Stayed on that subject with him.
Sure.
Did he get banged up again a little bit?
I don't believe so. Okay. Nope, he came back.
I saw him come to the sideline. He looked like he was a little bit hobbled.
Yeah, I think he was going into the game, and I think as he came out, he gained some confidence with it, knowing that I don't think he'll be limited like he was last week as much.
Okay. With Tevin's ankle, I don't know if you can address this, but looked on TV like Roman Harper intentionally twisted it with the intent to injure. Is that something you would send to the league for them to review?
If that was the case, I'm sure they would already have looked at that. I haven't seen that play from the TV copy. We've seen the coach's film, but we haven't seen the TV copy on that.
Yes,
came back in and battled for it. So it was something I'd not be able to comment on now.
Okay. One more.
Yeah, sure.
Pre-game demonstration was probably one of the better ones personally that I've seen. Can you tell us how that came about and what was decided on?
Sure, and really, the team's getting together throughout the week, and I agree with you. I was really proud to be a part of that type of demonstration. Know that it's going to take everybody together, to get the change that we wanted to. We wanted to give the national anthem the respect that it deserves, and I thought that clearly came across too. So, to our tribal teams, knowing it's going to take everybody to get the change that we want to, I totally agree. I was honestly proud to be part of that moment.
Coach, did you all get a blueprint from Minnesota at all and what they were able to do so successfully against Cam, 8 sacks and 3 turnovers?
I certainly wish that was the case, Led, because that one we'd put it in verbatim. I thought they played a really good game, and there's no doubt about that. In terms of sometimes those games happen where, you can kind of get on a roll and things happen. We've been a part of them both offensively and defensively through the years where one side kind of hits on some things and goes. This is a tough outfit. They do a number of different things really well. And so you don't normally hear a person say that. Well, they do lots of stuff. But this is the rare group that does a number of things really well. And I think it's really let off in the run game. They've got a number of different packages that they feature. The quarterback's a factor in the run game. So right now that's where the intent is. We know this is a tough matchup for us, division game. I think actually we're pumped that the league decided to have some of these right off the bat for us and another chance for us to do it at home with our crowd here. After 2 games on the road, we couldn't be more thrilled to get going here with the crowd here at home.
And what are the challenges of scheming for the running quarterback and then taking your chances to hit him when he turns into a running back?
Yes, and I think he turns into a running back a lot quicker than most. Where sometimes a quarterback, when we're talking about options, if it's there, I'll keep it. And we saw that maybe the other night with Matt, where it was a keeper where he, you know, was going out for the end zone. Well, that was free space for him to try and go and attack. The difference is when you have a running quarterback who's part of it, some of the runs are designed for the quarterback where it's not necessarily a read option. Now, they have that part of their game as well, but they also have ones that are designed quarterback plays, and that's when some of the real challenges come up because now there's an extra blocker up inside. So that's where I'm specifically talking about. They have a lot of things that they do really well.
To slide in front of Nick Fairley. How did that work?
Yes, I think that one for sure needs to be discussed here today and his athleticism on that play. So his teammates certainly let him see that one. Definitely the wrong time to catch a cleat in the grass. So some people would call it a business decision. He certainly would not. So I did see the clip, and we had some fun on it on the plane ride home last night. I think he'd be more than willing to take some of those questions tomorrow.
What about Matt's play?
Well, number one, we thought just a real command at the line of scrimmage. Where to go, where to attack, and anytime you see, you know, a quarterback throw to that many different people and hitting to that many different spots. And fourth down, some gutsy runs that he had to create some of the ones. I think overall, those are the things that you look for that, you know, how did he convert that fourth down? It was there. He had a shot to go take it. He ran for it, extended some drives for us, took care of the ball, made very good decisions in that way. So we're improving down in the red zone, and the guys are putting a lot of work into that area. We've added some extra time to that during the week, so we're pleased with that. And I also thought he did an excellent job working all the silent at the line of scrimmage. We knew that was going to be a factor going in, and it certainly was as loud as it was there.
Coach, would you mind giving an overall grade or in a brief elaboration on the overall performance from last night?
Yeah, from the overall standpoint of things, I thought anytime you get all three phases, you know, that have a real hand in winning the game, as a coach, that pumps you up because I think that's what we're all trying to do, not just to have the, you know, the best offense or the best defense or the best teams, but when you're playing as the best team. And that's really what you want to be. The connection that our team has for one another is certainly showing that. Whatever we have to do to win, in this game we had to outscore some to win, and we had to make a big play on special teams to win. And those are the things when you play as a whole group and a whole unit and you're pulling for one another, in this game you have to score more, in this game you have to hold them more. When you play team ball like that, that's what fires me up. And last night I thought that was an example of real team ball.